Julius Caesar, Act One, Scene One.
Go home, you scumbags. Go home. Do you think it's a holiday? Do you know that you should be wearing your work clothes? You, what is your job?
Me, sir, I'm a carpenter.
Then where's your leather apron and your ruler, huh? Why are you wearing such nice clothes? That's what I thought. So, what do you really do?
Actually, compared to a tradesman, I'm just what you would call a cobbler, sir.
Job, idiot. You retard. What's your job?
I do my job with no hesitation. I fix bad souls.
What trade, idiot? You fool, what's your trade?
Don't snap at me, but if you do, I can fix you.
So, you're a shoe repair person?
Yes, sir. I do not mess in tradesmen's affair or with women, but I am a shoe doctor. When they're in danger, I save them. I've had a part in fixing the shoes of every honorable man.
But why are you not at your workshop? Why are you walking around the streets?
So they will wear holes in their souls. You make no to make more money. No, I'm just joking. But really, we have taken the day off to see Caesar and celebrate with him.
What is there to be a party about? Has he brought back any good things? How many slaves has he brought back? From Rome, who will pay his tribute? Your tribute money. Retards, idiots, fools, don't you remember Pompeii? You used to climb anything, wait in lines for hours to see the great Pompeii. When you saw his chariot, didn't you yell and scream his name and you? And now you cheer for the victory of Pompeii. You all should go home before the gods send a horrible death to you all. Go, fellow people, gather your poor friends and take them to the Tiber River where you can cry until your tears fill the river to its highest. Dare we? You know it's the feast of Lupercal. Who cares? No statues will have decorations on Caesar on them. I will go around the town and tell the poor people to go home. If we downplay Caesar now, maybe his ego won't get so big that he will become king.
A plus.